Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green. Tim Hankovich is back for another round here in the Culture Crawl hot seat. Tim, welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Concert coming up with the orchestra and one of your good friends.
Yeah, my good buddy Zool Bailey. He's a cellist. He's going to be joining us. He's one of the leading cellists in the country.
And that's the important thing.
That's the important thing.
The friend of Tim part is cool.
Yeah. Although he also is, he's a wine lover, you know, so he and I have also hit it off. So I'm expecting.
So he'll be drunk.
Sober on stage, but I'm expecting to sample a very expensive vintage afterwards for sure. But, you know, our friendship started about, a little bit before the pandemic when he joined us for Michael Dougherty's cello concerto Tales of Hemingway. And we hit it off then. And then during the pandemic, he was sort of a regular guest for my happy hour video. And then he came in for my 55th birthday and he and I did a recital.
You and he did a recital.
I had to practice my butt off for that. And I'll never forget. Because, you know, I'm a recovering pianist. It's not what I do. And so as I was getting ready for the concert, you know, I've got my game face on and I'm hyper serious. And he looks at me and he starts pointing and laughing. He says, yep, dead man walking. Because, you know, it's not nothing. It's no big deal for him. But, you know, for me, who hasn't really played seriously in 20 years, you know, I was just a bit nervous.
But it was great.
It was fun. And it's great to have him back. And not only just have him back, but playing one of the iconic cello concertos of all time. And it's a piece that yours truly has not done in my entire career. The Dvorak Cello Concerto is one of the big standards. Never got around to it for a couple of reasons. One is a lot of people play it, and not very many people play it well. And to have one of the leading cellists of our nation to be here in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City to play this piece, well, that's why I chose the timing now to do it.
and I'm sure getting on Zool's schedule can be a little bit challenging. He's got to be very busy.
It is challenging, and we cooked this up during the pandemic. A lot of the artists that we've been enjoying in the past couple of years, you know, I approached when they had no work. So it's kind of mercenary of me, but it's also just goes to show our audience that artistic planning does not happen it does not turn on a dime. It is a multi-year strategical plan. And so.
Yeah, you got to get on the calendar. For somebody that you want.
Correct.
You got to get on their calendar pretty early.
So this whole idea started germinating 3-4 years ago.
What else is on the program?
Well, there's another wonderful piece for cello and orchestra by Dvorak called Silent Woods, which is the name of the entire concert. And it sort of begins the concert as kind of an appetizer. And it's this sublimely gorgeous piece that's only about 8 minutes or so. And it's one of these pieces that doesn't get played very often because it's so short and it's kind of hard to find, well, where are you going to put it in a program? So we're going to start the program with it. And
now,
then
will this also involve
It will Zool? Also Zool okay. as soloist, yes. So he'll kind of bookend the program.
So you're working him pretty hard.
Darn right. Yeah. Yeah, I got him while he was drinking that high vintage, expensive vintage of wine.
Oh,
so
sure.
It's also the timing of when you ask, of course, not just how you ask. So he's bookending the program. He's beginning the program with Silent Woods and ending the program with the great cello concerto of Antonín Dvořák. Sandwiched in between
is just a little piece.
A little tiny piece by a Russian composer that most of us would recognize, a guy by the name of Shostakovich. Yeah. We're doing his Ninth Symphony. Now, if you're a composer, and in particular a symphonist, you live in fear of the numbers 5 and 9. All because of this guy by the name of Beethoven. I mean, if you're going to write a Fifth Symphony, it better be iconic. And if you write a Ninth Symphony, it too must be iconic.
The pressure is on.
Pressure is on. Not to mention,
it's like writing a song called Love Me Do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no pressure. Yeah, make it better, huh? And not only that, number 9 is even more cursed because Beethoven died after his Ninth Symphony. Mahler died after his Ninth Symphony. Bruckner, Schubert all croaked. And Dvorak after their Ninth Symphony. So when Shostakovich was writing his Ninth Symphony, you know, the Soviet apparatchiks really wanted something huge and overblown and aggrandizing the state. And what Shostakovich did was the exact opposite, because he was a bit of a political dissident. And this happened at the end of the Second World War, and people, and you know, the clouds were clearing from Europe, and people just needed sort of to smile again. And so it's actually quite a humorous piece. The first and last movements are very upbeat and light and filled with humor and sarcasm. The inner movements hint at the tragedy of the Second World War and also some of the political repression that was happening in Russia. In many ways, 80 years later, today, this piece is as relevant today as it was then, because he was really just thumbing his nose in the face of Stalin.
And, you know, and again, you know, not an expert by any means on Shostakovich's work, but,
right.
But light, airy, and funny, not what I really think of.
No,
when I think of
it's usually brooding and sad and depressing. Yes, absolutely. So this really is kind of an outlier of his, but it fits the arc of the program so well, because the Silent Woods piece by Dvorak is just sublimely gorgeous. And then you have this sort of flippant, funny, short symphony by Shostakovich that really puts the orchestra through its paces, followed by the big meal, which is the cello concerto. And I'm going to be really delighted to do that. And by the way, when I was preparing the cello concerto, the slow movement, the middle movement, starts in a way that I can't help but think was influenced by the organ that Dvorak played in Spillville. So the cello concerto is one of the trifecta pieces that Dvorak worked on when he visited Iowa. He was starting the sketches for the cello concerto that he would later finish when he returned to New York. But I mean, he spent his summers in Iowa, and there's that one organ in the church. And when I hear the opening of that slow movement, I think, you know, I bet you he had that in his ear.
He was noodling along with the pencil and paper right next to him.
Exactly right. So, I mean, as an Iowan, you should be proud of this piece, and you should also come and listen to it. And at least in my imagination, I think the actual sound of the instruments that he played on while in Iowa also played a part in crafting this piece.
Silent Woods, March 23rd and 24th, Paramount Theater, and then the next afternoon in
the Corville Center for the Performing Arts, yes.
And then in particular, I would say that this would be a extra nice one to come early and hear insights with you and Zuhl before each concert.
You know, we might be talking music. We might be talking exotic bottles of wine. you don't know where these conversations go, but they're always a lot of fun.
And tickets, as usual, at artsiowa.com.
Yes, artsiowa.com or orchestraiowa.org.
All right. Tim, thanks for being here.
Great being here. Thanks for having me.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30. Watch the video on YouTube or Facebook, or download the podcast at kcck.org/culture. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green, and I'll talk to you later.